Okay, everyone, this is we know it is. I'm going to have a rant today, and this is really it's called, yes, it's a rant. It's a rant at Orange, Orange T-Mobile, or whatever the heck they're called these days. But yes, I think I need to have a little rant about them, and it's mainly directed at them. But please feel free to listen if you want. I'll try and keep it to the point. Basically, the story starts last Friday at least, when someone from Orange, I think, phoned my wife's phone and said, "Yes, hello, you are a lovely customer, and blah de blah. Is there any basically friends of yours that you want to, that want to buy anything, blah blah blah?" So I said, "Well, put it through to me," because that's right, they'd asked for me. So then I said, "Fine, I'll speak to them." So then I said, "Well, yeah, I wouldn't mind adding the iPhone 5 to the contract." So it was like as an extra line to the account that I already have, because it's in my name. And that was fine. "We'll get someone to call you." So someone called me and then proceeded to try and take me through customer services, sorry, through the procedure as if I was a new customer. So they wanted my credit details. They were asking, in the end, and beware of this, they ask you questions from your Equifax report, if you have one, which I think most people do have a credit report of some sort, if you have credit at all. And they will ask you questions that could range from anything. I was being asked questions from like 2001 and 2002, which I felt misguided, because she was saying, well, it was a loan, when it actually wouldn't have been a loan. It would have been a credit card or a debit card or something, or a bank loan or whatever, sorry, a bank account. So basically impossible almost to answer some of those questions. And then I started to say, well, why am I being taken through this detail anyway, given that I'm already a customer? And she said, well, we still have to go through the process. I said, no, I failed it basically. So I said, no, but I can't remember what the question, I can't remember when I took out what. So I said, then it was like, well, okay, yes, you're an existing customer. I'll see. I said, I'm going to end the call. I said, I'll end the call and won't bother with the phone. So she said, oh, no, I'll call you back. I said, right, call me back, sort yourselves out. So she called me back and said, that's fine, we realise you're a customer. And then we were part way through, another part of the call came and she said, well, I need to get some identification from you. And I said, why? I'm an existing customer. You've already established that. No, needed this identification. So I said, no, forget it. So then they called me back again. No, I'm trying to think. No, what happened then? Oh, no, that's right. I said, you'll have to call me back because I won't have this identity with me. So they promised to call back the next day, and by this time we're about up to Wednesday, I think. They didn't actually call me back. So I called the number they'd called me on, and lo and behold, it went through to this sales department of some sort. And we got to the point of organizing to get the phone out to me. Then she said, well, someone will have to call you back to make the So you can make the upfront payment for the phone. And so I said, fine. So the only bit they've got right at this point is calling me back on my 3 number, because I said, obviously my wife can't make the payment on, I'll need to do it. So phone me on this number and we'll do it. They phoned me, but I was at work, so I didn't get the call. At this point, they were saying that the payment was considerably less than that I'd originally been quoted. Yesterday and today, I've been trying, which is Saturday the 24th, I think. I've been trying to call Orange. I got cut off 3 times, and then been on hold because the guy put me through to the wrong department when I did finally. Oh no, they called me back. That's right, they called me back on on my landline, and now the guy was saying, "Oh yes, we can get that done for you," and then had to take my order from the beginning again. So because they don't have any record of it, and he doesn't understand why I was being charged a certain amount in the first place, which was quite a bit. And then he said, well, it's only 85 or whatever upfront for the 32 gig. And I said, but I never asked for the 32 gig, I've always been asking for the 64 gig. So now we're back to another price, which isn't as high as the one that was quoted to me the first time. So we're in some middle ground. And he's put me on hold because he can't get my flat one to reconcile properly, as in the address is flat one and then the rest of the address on their system. So he's trying to sort that out, and I've got cut off again. I phoned back the number that phoned me here, and it said, "One of our relations teams has tried to call you. We'll try and call you back." So is this an omen? Should I just not bother? It's been a scandal, really. Well, scandal, I don't know if that's, no, it's not a scandal. Other big things are scandals. That's probably an extreme word to use. But I'm going to put it out there because I think customer service is appalling. This last guy was saying things like, "Well, the people that you got a call from, one's an outbound call service and one a sales service, and one's an inbound one." So it's my fault basically because I happened to call. I actually went through the existing customer sort of phone number and put my wife's number in there, so that it would recognise something, in the hope that they'd just be able to reconcile it and go, yeah, you're in the middle of ordering such and such." No such thing. And now 10 minutes, 15 minutes have gone, with me having been on the phone through to various departments for sort of an hour and a bit, and no one's phoned me back. So Lord knows what's happening currently. He's actually taken my card details, so I don't even know if I'm going to be charged or not. Orange, you stink at your customer services. That's not allegedly, you do. And then you can make all the excuses that you want about, "Oh, well, it wasn't actually us, it's another third party that we use. La 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 la." I am so not interested, okay? You phoned me and I took you up on your offer. No wonder people say no. They say no because you annoy them when you phone them at stupid times in the first place, unsolicited calls and all that. But I took you up on it and you can't even make it happen. It stinks. I don't, sort it out. That's it. I've got no more to say without getting cross, even more cross. And I will direct this at you and I'll challenge you to respond in an appropriate manner. And by that, as I said, I don't mean making excuses about inbound and outbound sales teams and, who's in India and who isn't. I've spoken to people all over the world, Indian call centres. A guy sounded like he was from Holland. As I say, a guy sounded like he was from Holland. The Indian call centres, they just cannot communicate or do not communicate appropriately with each other. And then when someone from a British call centre comes on, they say things like, "Oh, well, it's because they're all different departments and they sometimes one orders and the other one doesn't." And then people phone us up asking, "Look, you're the same company or you're supposed to be." It's already bad enough that there's Orange, T-Mobile, EE and a conglomerate going on. But within Orange itself, you obviously must farm out your different customer service elements. And as I said, we're 25 minutes in now and this guy hasn't called me back. He has my card details. And if you want the headline, I wasn't going to say this, but I will. I am registered blind and, I don't trust my card details of anyone anyway, as you shouldn't. But to have all this hanging when I have no idea how I can reconcile that information to make sure that nothing stupid's been done with it or where we're actually at now, is appalling, really. But I'm using the blind tag because you might actually do something a little bit more because, no one, you deserve bad press anyway, frankly. But this doesn't help. We have enough battles to fight as it is. Buying a phone from you should not be a battle. Okay, I really am out of here now. I've got other things to do. If you don't phone me back, I won't be having the phone and I'll just carry on with the provider I've already got in a couple of months' time. That's absolutely fine. This is not, if this is what 2 years of commitment to you sounds like, then I just wouldn't bother everyone. And I will be fair, if you phone back or do something or reconcile, compensate or whatever me, then I will report back and say that you've done that. But frankly, you do not deserve and should not be saying that you have excellent customer services. From my experience, you don't. Bye bye.